I'm Lando Calrissian. Glad to make your acquaintance.
Welcome back to the Lando Cal Experience. We're back. Just me and Jules. Me and James, man. The Oracle are here, man.
Me and James, names, dog.
Right.
What's happening with you? What's happening?
Man, I'm good, man. Me and you were sitting there talking about the deaths in a movie, man. Me and Teddy talked about this on a previous podcast, earlier, Lando Cal, but you saying John Wick has probably got to be up there now, right?
John Wick got to be easily. Like, if you're going by a single movie, they say number one, per the body count websites, all this stuff, they're saying The Samurai from Lone Wolf and Cub is number one. And number two is John Matrix. What's the name? Not John Matrix. I'm sorry. Who's number two? I'm sorry.
It was John Matrix.
Was it John? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and then they had then some dude from Equilibrium.
Christian Bale from Equilibrium. Yeah.
Christian Bale from Equilibrium has 80-something kills. I don't even remember them having that many kills in the movie.
Yeah, 118, yeah. He got it in. Like, he got it in Equilibrium, G. He really got it in. Like, I was like, damn.
Yeah, I was like, yo, this is dope.
Yeah, man. So, but now, John Wick, I mean, if you probably combine how many in a series of movies, John Wick probably gonna have to be number one. Like, no, I take that back.
You got Rambo.
No, you got Rambo. That's a lot.
The Terminators.
The Terminator. Fucking even you said we just gonna go on one limb.
They had Blade 1 and 2 were up there on that list for the movie.
Blade.
But it's like the thing about how many deaths though, like, damn. But overall movie, they said for most kills period in a movie is Lord of the Rings, Return of the King.
Oh yeah, I totally believe that. Yeah. Like that's goes without saying. Like,
and these are on screen kills.
Smith from Shoot Up is number two. I'm sorry.
Which one is it?
Smith from Shoot Up is number two.
Shoot 'em up is my shit.
Yeah, dude from Shoot Up is number two. John Preston from Eagle. That's why I didn't mean John Major. John Preston. But now technically John Preston should be number four. John Wick should be number three. Because of the second movie.
So hold on. So Clive Owens shot up that many people and Shoot 'Em Up.
141.
God damn. And Shoot 'Em Up 2, he had that many kills?
Shoot
'Em Up.
Yeah, 141.
Damn.
And Samurai from Ogami Ito from Lone Wolf and Cub, The White Heaven and Hell.
And that was all Samurai, right?
That number blade.
Oh, shit.
Number blade. Nothing but blade, G.
Damn.
I'm like, woo! But now, John, we got 128 easily, dog.
Right, let's go jump in our topics, man. We can get a shout out to Brian Edward Hill, man, St. Louis resident brother, man, who is the writer on Totally Awesome Hulk.
Shout out to him,
man. Shout out to him. We're gonna try to get him on the show soon, man.
Most definitely, man.
Yeah, man. Shout out to you for that, man. So definitely check that out. Totally Awesome Hulk, Brian Edward Hill, dude from the Lou. I think he went to John Burroughs, I believe.
Yeah, good brother, man. Yeah. Definitely reach out to him, man. If you can on social media, good dude, man.
Yeah. So next up, man, your DC gets back Matt Reeves, man.
Fucking finally do some right shit.
You think they was like, oh yeah, fuck him, my friend. Then he's like, okay. And then like it was one of the things, I bet. We'll give you five million. How much ever they was probably like fuck trying to undercut him.
Because, you know, now I got hope for the Batman movie coming, like, okay, since Matt Reeves I know for a fact did Rise and Dawn.
They were saying he wanted to do rewrites and they wouldn't let him. Or like what's it called? First rewrite or something like that.
Probably so.
And they
didn't.
DC didn't. He was like, well, fuck it then.
Yeah, because you know, and that Warner Brothers got to get the fuck off their high horse, man. I understand y'all want stuff a certain way, but Matt Reeves has proved himself at this point. Rise of the Planet of the Apes and Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, which is my shit.
And shit, I'm just going to go ahead and go on a limb.
And War of the Planet of the
Apes. I'm going to go on a limb and say War of the Planet of the Apes is dope too.
Yeah, War of the Planet of the Apes, so all three of them.
Ain't even came out yet. I'm going to go ahead and sign up for it.
Fuck yeah. So that's why I'm like, okay, I'm like, all right, so we got Ben Affleck, Batman, approved.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Reeves, approved. Warner Brothers, don't fuck this up. let him, like I say every fucking time we have these conversations, let them rock. Just let them do what they do. That's how, I'm telling you, that's how shit work. If you let them do what they do, it's going to work. If you try to, oh, no, I want to go here. I want this to stay. No. Fuck that editing team that did Suicide Squad. Don't get them bitches to do that shit. Fuck them. Don't do that shit. That's like I said, for some reason, if y'all have Zack Snyder and shit, cool. Have him do some cinematic shit. Hey, if you're going to let him rock on some shit, let him rock. But do not interfere. Don't interfere with a goddamn thing.
Don't even show up on the set.
Don't. Just let them do what they do. Just if MCU can trust their directors with shit and let them go
look, for, I want DC to see it at the screener. I want the DC to see it at the screener when a movie coming out. Like, they shouldn't see it to the screener.
They shouldn't.
To the week before it come out when you go to the screener.
They shouldn't, man. Because at this point, dog, like, look. Like I said, if you can see how, and I have to put this comparison out here, but you can see how MCU, they let their directors and everyone rock and let them do what they do. If you do the same thing, if you're trying to keep up with Jones' move, it's best if you do that. That's probably going to be your best move. Don't interfere with
shit.
Don't do it. Oh, well, we want to go ahead and do, no. Hey, we want to add it, no. Hey, we want to do, no. Just let them rock. If you do that, you will get a better product. That's how we got Man of Steel. Because Zack Snyder, they let the nigga rock. It came out good. And then Batman vs. Superman came out, which the theatrical cut is fucking questionable. But to me, even though I do like it, it is questionable. Even though the extended version, I fuck with. But I understand what you said there, which is they should have not had to fucking do that shit in the first place.
Make two movies, man.
But it's just, and then Suicide Squad, we got it. We ain't agreeing on that shit. So I think that's one that we in total agreement on. But that's how I feel, man. Like, if you just let them rock, don't try. Just wait to just let Maverick Reeves do what the fuck he do. Okay, for if he even pulling Andy Serkis in this bitch, y'all won. Y'all winning. If he can pull in Andy Serkis in any, and if y'all don't know who Andy Serkis is, a.k.a. Caesar, a.k.a. Gollum from Lord of the Rings.
What would you want him to play?
Shit, who couldn't he play?
No, I'm just saying offhand. Just
shit, I don't give a fuck who he plays. Just as long as if you put him in a movie as someone dope. Like, so you can put, shit, you can have him as a Batman character. You can have him as someone in the Rogue Gallery. You can have him low-key. You can have him as a, homage to, like, you can have him, like, do a whole bunch of shit. Like, you can have him be on some realist shit because the way he is, you can have him do some penguin shit low key.
You can have him penguin do. Penguin would be kind of dope.
You have him penguin shit. If you want to go like on some older shit because Batman is older, you can do like an older version of Victor Zsasz, which is the fucking crazy ass serial killer. You can do some shit. Man, it's so many ways you can do that, man. To me, like I said, that's just an idea. But DC, Warner, I ain't going to say DC, Warner Brothers, if you're listening, take these ideas.
Yeah, take them to the bank, too.
And just use them. Give a nigga credit, but go.
Hook me up with free movies.
Right, hook me up with some free shit. Like, but just take what we telling you, man. Like, we know what we talking about, man. I'm a fan of y'all's. I've been riding with y'all this entire time. This is what y'all need to do to work. That's what I got to say.
All right, next up, Matrix in works at Warner Brothers with Michael B. Jordan starring. What you think about? How you feel about that,
man? Well, Do we need a reboot or should we have a prequel or continuation? Because this is just my thing. We already had the story with Neo. Low key, we didn't know low key. You pretty much realize this nigga is a virus.
Yeah.
That's all the fuck Neo. Yeah. The one is a virus. That's it. That's all the fuck it is. Plain and simple. So my thing is, so who's going to be the new one or the virus? Like if you had, I think if I remember from the movies, please, y'all, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm sorry. But I think when they say it was like 12 of them so far, like he was like the 12th one or something like that. Yeah, he was the 12th version of the one, something. Okay, if you're the 12th version, what happened to the other 11? So I want to see what happened to the, like, you can do what happened to, like, what happened, like, bring in, like, Michael B. Jordan be number 11. And then you can lead into the first Matrix.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that would be dope. Cause you can,
that'd be real dope.
That'd be real. That's like if they do it like that, like you have another like and do it like that. Like that would be, I'll be okay with it. Or continue after what happened, have him be the 13th one. You know what I'm saying?
That would be a good look too.
And then like you can either have a play on the number 13. Listen to me, Wachowski's listening to me while I'm telling you this. You can go ahead and play it on like the unlucky version of the number 13. Say like, hey, the number 13, that makes me be the one who's like corrupted as fuck or something like that, and he's the unlucky version of the one. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Play on the number 13, do some shit like that. You know, and then like, okay, he was corrupted. Now you gotta go ahead and make sure he, you know, make sure he cool. Like he made it go to his head or whatever the case may be. Or he got affected by like an agent, like how Smith was affecting niggas in like the actual real world. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like do something like that. But that's the idea. But I don't think they should reboot it. I think they should do either a prequel or a sequel or a continuation from the original three. Me personally. But I mean, if they do a reboot, because based off, you know, we all know Will Smith's supposed to be Neo before Keanu Reeves got it. Maybe that's how what they're thinking about. But I don't think so. I mean, I think me personally, I'll watch it. But I think it'd be better as either he's the 11th one or the 13th one. Me personally.
I can see that. I mean, Michael B. Jordan is getting a lot of looks right now. I like that. I like that. So, or the Wachowskis supposed to be directing this, or is this was one? That was one of my questions. I didn't see none of the press release stuff.
Don't know. Like, I don't think they. I don't know if it's being mentioned just yet.
Yeah, I think they need to keep them away from that shit.
Yeah, but you know, like I say, they probably do need to. But like I said, without the Wachowskis, we wouldn't have the first Matrix, so we can't knock them too much.
Yeah, I mean, but. Y'all ain't really had no hit.
Sense8? I fuck with Sense8.
I mean,
I fuck with Sense8, man.
I mean, that's real toe in the line there. It's a hit. The last hit to me is Viva Vendetta. And that's
yeah, movie wise, 06. Yeah, movie. Yeah. Nigga.
You talking about 10 years?
Nigga, I need to see another I need to see another V for Vendetta movie like before like the first one happened.
Yeah,
oh my
like
God.
Like a prequel to it, yeah.
Now, not shit. Y'all niggas had a hit with you. Because V for Vendetta, low key. I'm gonna go ahead and conspiracy shit for a second.
Uh-oh.
V for Vendetta is straight up on some Black Mirror shit, low key, yo. You okay. Came and trip off of it. Cause it was like the way shit is now with the country, man, and how shit going with just society in general, man. I don't see that happening too far off. And then if you think about it, if you remember the first V for Vendetta movie, you remember in the very beginning of the movie, like they straight mentioned that, I forgot who the fuck, I think it was like the former prime minister or whatever was talking about how America got really fucked up. Like how it basically just got fucked up to the point where it just got destroyed. Like, yeah, America is falling because of this, this, and this. I'm thinking, okay, so similar shit is happening now. don't know. But I'm just saying, I'm not going to be surprised if it fucked around, got prophetic on your ass on some Black Mirror shit, some shit like that.
Yeah, that'd be ill.
Like me personally, I'm just saying, like, for example, that's kind of hit their head, but I can understand why you say you wouldn't want the Wachowskis touching.
Yeah, I don't
want
to.
You know what I'm saying?
I can
understand why.
I don't want them to fuck with it at all. Next up, Zazie Beetz. She plays
Van
on Atlanta.
Yep.
She's been cast as Domino.
I'm with it.
Yeah, that came out of kind of left field because at one point they was trying to get Janelle Monáe. That was like the real rumor for, and it was like the only rumor made for a day because they was like, oh no, fuck that, like, and it was just dropped it down. I can see that though, and I like that casting though. After you visually kind of look at her and you be like, okay,
yeah, man,
I can get that.
Yeah, and then like, you know, there's some people, and of course, you know who I'm talking, you know what kind of people I'm talking about,
white nerds,
right. She was like, I said, well, that's also what she's supposed to be white. Actually, no.
You don't know what race she is, though, because she has her face painted the whole time.
Right. She's literally negative, like black and white.
Yeah.
Like, no, like chalky white skin, real black down on veil face with all black hair. For all, far as I know, and then at the same time, it's comics, nigga. This ain't nothing based on real life. You can change some
exactly.
shit around.
You can change up anything. Unless the characters. Base is in their culture.
Right.
Like, you can't make a white Black Panther because his base is being African.
Or a white Luke Cage because
right,
his whole
base
is being African
Harlem and being in Harlem and going, getting all
right.
these different things. But, I mean, shit.
You'll be fine,
honestly, most Black characters, well, you know what? You could change War Machine into being white.
Shit, you can change Tony Stark into being black if you want to.
Right, but I'm saying, I'm trying to think, but most black characters are rooted in their ethnicity, though. That's the problem where they be like, well, why don't you turn, you can't turn Black Panther? No, because their ethnicity is a part of the character.
Right, he's an African king, my
right.
nigga, so.
But, I mean, even you know Sam Wilson, in theory, could be white. Not now.
But
before they made him Captain America, they could have made Falcon white.
Well, you know, I think because of the character's history, they probably want to do that. Because
but War Machine, you probably can't, right? War Machine's probably
you,
one of
you
wins.
Have a better chance War Machine because he's in a suit than you would Falcon, because Falcon is the first African American superhero. So
right,
you use,
right.
So that's why he's rooted in his history too. Just like Black Panther is technically the first true black superhero. So you ain't gonna want to knock that out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or it's like if someone say, "Well, let's make Storm white." Like, nigga,
she's
no,
she's African.
She's thank you. You can't. No, she's the most to this day. She is still the most popular black superhero. Period.
Yeah, I'm trying. It's
no,
some,
you can't.
You could probably make Bishop white.
You can get away. You can get away with Bishop if you wanted. You could if you wanted to.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. Yeah. There, you could flip it because Bishop doesn't have anything based in his black being black.
Right. He's just black.
He's just black.
He just happens to be a black character. You know what I'm saying?
Even though he's never been done well in movies, but
yeah,
it's hard.
That's
I'm probably never gonna see that, man. But that's my favorite. One of my favorites. The Ask Me is Bishop.
My namesake, my nigga.
Yeah,
love it.
All right. So now I like that casting. Next up. Future X-Men movies will move away from Magneto and Professor X. I'm cool with that.
I'll be okay with it, but since we actually got really good replacements for, like, Professor X and Magneto, we actually got pretty good replacements, like, on the young version.
Yeah.
I would still like to see him, because I do like Mac. I fuck with McAvoy. Yeah. I fuck with Fassbender. So, and of course, like I said, of course, we know Patrick Stewart and Ian McKellen, they just too old at this point, which they, you know, like, it's cool. They need to sit down anyway, enjoy themselves, you know, like, ain't no shade against them, because I fuck with them a long way. But they could have a cameo, but I think they'll be better off cameo-wise. Like, even though they appear in, like, a few scenes or something like that, so that way McAvoy, especially with McAvoy and Fassbender getting that bread like they doing right there on multiple shit, especially with Fassbender doing the Alien franchise now.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? Like, that could be something for him, because that'll work a little bit better, I would think. You know, but you saying, like, that shouldn't even be there.
No, don't even be in there, man. There's so many other stories to be telling, you know what I'm saying? With it. And long as Sticky Paper's not involved, the things are looking up. We'll talk about that later.
Right.
but this is something, the X-Men series is dropping. It's going to be called The Gifted. Basically, it's supposed to be about the basis around this couple that's kid is gifted and they take him to the school or whatever. Mm. This is a white-ass cast, people.
Of course.
And I have no problem. Yo, I don't at all. Oh, no, it's not too white. Hold on. It's one brother here. Let me zoom in this picture. Maybe. I don't see no Asians. Well, I know, though, because I think they may blink Asian.
Just don't do them like they did my man Darwin, man. In First Class.
No, they got my boy from, I take that back. They got my boy on here from The Game. The light-skinned dude from The Game is in this cast.
That's who?
Let's see. I'm going to go through here real quick. The Gifts cast includes Jamie Chung. She's playing Blink, so there you go right there.
Okay.
Blair Redford as Thunderbird.
Nice.
Yeah, that's different. I ain't seen Thunderbird ever.
Well, we're seeing Warpath. We ain't seen Thunderbird.
Yeah, because Warpath and Thunderbird are brothers, right?
Yeah, Thunderbird is the older brother, Warpath.
Right, okay. Yeah. Well, we saw Warpath.
Yeah. That's what I said. We saw the younger brother. We never saw the older brother.
Stephen Moyer as an attorney named Reed. Amy Acker as Reed's estranged wife.
Mm-hmm.
Nathan Allen Lynn as one of their mutant children. Mm-hmm. Lauren. Percy Hines White as Andy. Kobe Bell as Jace, and Emma Dumont as Polaris.
They're throwing Polaris in there?
Yeah.
Oh, snap. Nice.
Yeah.
Female Magneto for the win. Right on. Right on. Cool.
Yeah.
She better have green hair, though, my nigga.
She got to.
She better. Like, she Lorna Dane has to have green hair.
I'm trying to think what the brother's playing. His name is... It's not one of these names, I don't think. Let me see here. But I mean, do we need an X-Men TV show though, man? Have you been watching Legion?
I watched the episode. It's cool.
I watched five minutes.
I gave it a chance.
Yeah, I haven't really given it a concerted chance. I had 5 minutes, and I was like, man, I don't really feel like sitting there like really diving into it. I got them recording, so I haven't given up 100%.
Yeah, no, you know, it's kind of Legion, the character Legion, I said this online too, and I'm going to have to not retract, but just have to change my answer slightly. But basically, I was just saying, like, with Legion, he's a character that, you know, I wouldn't say has zero empathy, but he definitely has shown he can have zero empathy.
Yeah, okay.
Like, let's put it like that. Like, he's not, like, a sympathetic dude like you see in the fucking show. Like,
he's Jace. Is Jace a character? I never even heard of Jace. That's who he's playing as Jace.
Jace, Jace,
That's who Kobe Bell's playing.
Fuck, I can't think of off the top of my
head.
Yeah, that's why I can't think of off the top of my head. Like, it's so many, like, smaller, obscure characters I cannot think of off the top of my head. I'm pretty sure it may be, but I just can't think of it. But no, I'm just saying, like, with Legion, though, man, like, Legion is an extreme, like, he's Omega level. Like, he is up there. Like, he's up there, can do, a lot of shit. But he's more somewhat anti-hero.
Okay.
But, like I said, but clearly he's a mental patient, so it's just however the fuck the wind decides to blow that day. Like, that's kind of the best thing I can say with Legion, you know what I'm saying? But he's not evil, but he could depend on what personality decides to take off. Because he can go to be around people and take their personality on.
Okay.
And put it into his own personality. He can either create a new one or take on someone else's, add it on, and give him a superpower. Boom, you got a whole new personality. And so that's how he got like 20 or like 30 plus different powers and personalities and shit like that.
Okay.
He just be around taking people's shit, but he always unlocks a new one and doesn't even fucking realize it.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. That sounds okay. That makes. But I'm on a peep it though. I'm at some point. I gotta
sit
down and
I'll give it another shot. But but I know how the character.
But
X Men,
another TV show. I get it, man. But and we're gonna go into that in a second. Let's go into it. Iron Fist. You know, it's getting a lot of.
Oh, the first true bomb from Marvel. Oh, God.
I mean, but people only got a preview of the first 6 episodes.
Nigga, that's all the fuck you need. I don't need to go into 7 to 12. If the first 6 trash, my nigga. Like,
well, I heard the back end is supposed to be good, though. Like, because they got a homeboy that, his dad is like a stuntman. He's Asian. He's playing the dragon.
So the dragon is a dude.
Yeah, but he goes back and forth between the dragon and the dude, though.
Wait, so he transforms into a dragon?
He goes back and forth, and he has a dragon inside of him. So I don't know how that's going to go.
Yeah, because I'm thinking that's how the fuck he became Iron Fist. That's how Danny Rand became Iron Fist. He punched the shit out of a dragon.
And you become Iron Fist.
Dipped his hands in the fucking heart of the shit to get the Iron Fist.
That's
power.
What you got to beat. That's how you become
That's Iron how he became Iron
Unless
Fist.
Unless he's not Iron Fist yet. Maybe that's what happens to him for him to become Iron Fist
but
later on in the
is,
season.
But you see you already see that he got the glowing hands. So I'm thinking like, how the fuck did he get the glowing hands then?
Unless it's another dragon that's coming because he killed his brother or something. Maybe he does this kind of crooked and gets out of there. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I'm still going to watch it Friday.
I'm definitely going to check it out. Like, I've checked out everything else, so I'm definitely going to watch it. It's just the fact that if they gonna make someone else the dragon, how the fuck is he gonna get the Iron Fist power if there's the dragon alive? Because he literally killed the dragon, dipped his hands in the heart, got the Iron Fist. And then he just know martial arts from staying over in Kulun for hellas.
Yeah.
So that's basically
Do
how
you
it
think
works.
This is a lot of backlash because they didn't make him Asian American?
I'm pretty certain that's what it is.
So if this was because you know what? And I get it to a certain extent.
Oh, they say he can't fight either.
Oh, word. Yeah.
Now, they said the choreography ain't the best. I mean, I don't know. I have to watch it, but since
Zoling is who the dude I'm talking about playing. Zoling.
Zoling, okay.
But it's the dragon, though. Okay. Or a dragon.
And if the choreography is shot, then you know, I already know Ted going. I know Ted. Ted's gonna have a problem.
Ted's
with that
gonna
shit.
Text me midday. Like, this is some bullshit.
Yeah, and not only that, it's just the fact of the matter is. If depending on who the fight choreographer is, the fight choreographer, like, pretty much the best one still to this day is still the dude who did, like, shit like Kill Bill and hella, like, Asian Chinese movies of Yuen Wo Ping. Like, he's the nigga that he's, like, that dude. If you want anything Asian-related with, like, martial arts, his team, his whole choreography stunt team, that's, like, A1. That's who you go to. So my thing is, if they didn't do that, or if they did, I'm like, if they got someone like him and they dropped the ball, I'm like, how the fuck y'all do that? But if it's not, then I'm like, okay, then I can understand why this shit ain't as polished. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I can understand why, but... Or even get the same kind of fight choreography that did, the second and third Captain America movie. Cause Cap in the second movie got busy.
Yeah, he got real busy. And then the elevator scene was
true. He got fucking busy, boy. So I'm thinking like, okay, but if it's not someone like Yuen Wo Ping or like his fight choreography team and it's lame, I could see another reason why that backlash would happen. But I think it's because of what you said, because Danny Rand's a white guy, even though
he's white in the comics.
Been like that for a good 40, 50 years.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's all about the appropriation thing, which
I get it.
Like,
but I want to have a little bit more open mindedness to if it's whack or not. And I'm not going to go in like thinking it's whack just because it's nobody in there.
Shit, they could have made him. No, I know how they could have
made him
Asian.
They could have made him mixed.
Exactly. You could have did that. That could have killed the whole argument. It's like, okay, we're going to make Danny Rand half white, half Asian.
Right, and he going back to his roots.
And then, like, his dad is still a white dude named Danny Rand, but his mother could be from Kulon.
Yeah, exactly.
And some shit like
and
that.
And he goes up to the track after everything go down, he go back to his mother's
exactly.
His mother's mother. Yeah, it could have been a simple
fix. Now, that could have killed, that could have cleaned up a bunch of shit. See how... You see how fast I just came up with that? That's what I'm saying. Like, I need to write for some of these niggas, man. Because I'm telling you, this is some easy shit. Like, dude, you do that, it kills a bunch of fucking arguments.
Yeah.
You got the Asian crowd behind you. Still got the white crowd behind you. Still named Danny Rand. It makes sense. But I guarantee that's why it got the bad reviews.
All right. So. Next up, Bloodshot director changes from John Wick guys. If anybody know, Bloodshot is a Variant comic, or Valiant.
Yeah.
Valiant comic.
Yeah, Valiant.
He's like the main dude or whatever. He's supposed to be coming out soon, so they changed up the director from John. That was what I was interested to see. I don't know who they're going to direct it now, but I was interested in seeing him with the John Wick dudes.
How much do you know about Bloodshot? Because I know a little bit about him.
I don't know that much about him. I was interested to check him out because I heard he's supposed to be like a Wolverine, but like a...
He Punisher, like a, he like Punisher plus Wolverine
and
plus...
And Deadpool without the smart talking, smart Alex shit, basically, right?
Kind of in a sense, like I say, like he's Punisher plus Wolverine, but he can transform like his body into like weapons and shit, like on some, like his body, like different body parts into weapons and shit.
Okay.
So that's why he like... That's why he the Flash shit like top notch.
So he's kind of like the Terminator 2, the Terminator 2 T-2000.
He's like a human...
A human T-2000?
Human TX.
Oh, okay.
Like how TX could shoot shit?
Yeah.
Like that.
Okay.
So, but instead of him being a robot, he's a human that can just, mutate his body. Kind of like on some, a low-grade version of Apocalypse, how he can transform.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Like, if
okay.
It makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that makes sense.
So, but now he got the kind of same kind of healing factor Wolverine guy, and he got the same kind of, like, attributes, as far as physical attributes, but... He has like a Punisher S type mind state, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But dude, like, I read a few Bloodshot comics before. Like, they pretty nice.
Yeah, I heard he's supposed to be pretty good. That's why I was interested in seeing, checking it out, what they had come up with.
Yeah, they're pretty nice. Like Valiant got some pretty cool stuff, though. Like, Bloodshot is pretty cool. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I'm gonna check. I'm interested to see what they do because he's supposed to be pretty intense character.
Oh, yeah. That's what I said. He's, like, if I can compare him more to anybody else as far as, like, how he moves and mind state wise, it's definitely Punisher. Definitely, I'll say Punisher. Like, how Punisher is ruthless, he's the same way. So he got that same kind of rule. But he's kind of, well, is he more like an assassin? Punisher, okay, this probably be a better way to say it. Punisher plus Deathstroke plus Wolverine plus, that's probably a better way to say it.
Okay.
That makes sense. So I can't even say Deathshot, I say Deathstroke, because Deathstroke is just, to me, better than Deathshot. I'm sorry.
I'm with you, 100%. All right, next up, Black Lightning cast, their whole cast is out. If anybody remembers the TV show Living Single, the guy that plays Scooter is playing Black Lightning.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's the dude who was there, with Khadija, right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's playing Black Lightning. You gotta remember, he's retired, and they bring him back into the game. So be like Lightning. And this is going to be on CW, too, I believe.
I can be here with that, you know, and...
I wonder what Earth this is going to be on then, if it's going to be on CW.
Well, I mean, Black Lightning is still considered main DC universe.
So right, but I mean, but they got Supergirl on another planet, though. I'm saying she's on another Earth, though.
Yeah, I mean, Supergirl's on what Earth, though, right now? Earth 1 or Earth 3?
No, she's on, like, 20-something. Earth 20-something.
Oh, Earth 20-something, because I don't watch the show that much, so I don't know.
Yes, Earth 20-something that Supergirl's on.
Okay, I mean, I guess it could be in a... He could be, I mean, because, I mean, they're doing the whole... Like, they're doing the whole crisis kind of universe.
That's what it looks like right now, yeah.
So, which actually is a good-ass cleanup. That's how DC can clean up a lot of their time last year.
He's doing the crisis?
Hell yeah, because that's how the fuck... Dude, that's how DC did, like, a mass cleanup on a whole bunch of other shit. You know what I'm saying?
During the comics, yeah.
That's how they did, like, a mass cleanup. So, I mean, I could see that happening. And then at the same time, think about this. They could probably put them in the same universe even though technically it's a well, it's an imprint of DC, but you can introduce Static somehow. Mm.
Static is
DC still, though.
Right, but he's not related to Black Lightning anymore.
No,
you could flip it and make him his son or something, and retcon
right, or shit. You can either flip and make him like a relative, like a son or something, or just make it like, oh, Static looked up to him because like, oh, this is a black dude. He got similar powers like that. I always wanted to be like Black Lightning. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's, I call myself, you know, as a homie, I just call myself Static. Or at the same time, you know, put the other milestone to colorverse people in it, like Icon, Rocket,
yeah,
throwing Bumblebee, because Bumblebee is the first, and you could even want to throw in Blow, like you want to get real black, since that's the first black female superhero for DC is Bumblebee, throwing Bumblebee.
That's a good idea, actually.
You know what I'm saying?
Bumblebee.
So yeah, so it's something to think about, you know, like so. Give me more ideas.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna fuck with the Black Lightning show, man. At first I was making fun of it and stuff, but I liked the kind of the casting. I was like, okay, I'm gonna see what we can do.
Yeah, Black Lightning as a character, like his power set, he could, like, yeah, he like electro level when it comes to straight electricity and shit. Like he's on like the same vein Electro would be if Electro was a good guy and a black dude.
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, makes sense. All right, the whole cast of Inhumans is finally here.
I saw that early, yes.
They cast my man Ken Leong as Karnak.
Yes, I saw that.
Now, if people remember, he played Kid Omega in Last Stand.
Which technically should have been Quill, but that's a whole other thing.
That's
right, yeah.
A whole other thing.
You're right.
And he, if I believe, he also played in Predators, right? No, he didn't.
No, he did not. That was a different Asian I didn't think about.
And I'm sorry for my Asian, our Asian listeners. I didn't mean it like that. Do not think all y'all look alike. And he played in Saw. He, Detective Singh.
In the first one, right?
Yeah, that was Danny Glover's partner.
Yeah, because he got murdered. I remember that. Yep.
Yeah.
I remember
so
that.
So he was good. Dude, it's dope for having an Asian dude playing Karnak and part of the royal family.
Hell yeah.
That's gonna be dope. They're going to do the first two episodes in fucking IMAX, dog.
Right, and then the rest is going to be in...
regular TV on ABC.
That's...
So basically, you're going for a movie. Basically, you're going to see the movie. A two-hour movie, which is two episodes. And then the rest of the season is on ABC. I think
that's
10 more
dope.
Episodes.
Smart.
Yeah.
That's
because it kind of introduces people. Because if you think about it, it's a galaxy. It's not a galaxy, but it's a different little land that's kind of off the scene. You kind of want to make them big because people don't know who the fuck the Inhumans are. Like,
right.
That.
I mean, the best thing I can say, for anyone who don't know who the Inhumans are, just think X-Men, but instead of Born with the shit that were made. That's literally...
The Terrigen Mist,
yep. So that's, I mean, the sharpest, I mean, it's a crew, it's a kind of a vague description, but it's a lot more to it, of course.
I like this cast they got, man. I like the cast. Plus, they got a homeboy from Hell on Wheels playing Bolt Black Bolt.
Yeah, I've been wanting to see how Black Bolt being there, because Black Bolt is that dude.
Well, they saying that he's going to be talking at the beginning. Because I know from Black Bolt, you know, he had to learn...
To stay quiet.
Right, but no, he learns that power from some different shit to be able to have that sonic. So he didn't start out like that, is what I'm saying.
Right, okay.
So he didn't get to that point where he don't talk for a while because he had to train himself to get there. So that's kind of interesting because it's going to be basically him going to get the throne. So we ain't going to start with him already at the top.
Right. Because that's what I'm kind of curious when I saw Black Bolt. I'm like, damn, so they're going to give him power already or is he going to work himself too?
Yeah, I think he's going to work himself
too. Because they give him the power already. Because if he gets the power already, then he's going to be quiet a great deal of the time.
Yeah, and my thing is, really, can anybody fuck with Black Bolt, period, though? Like, I mean, for real, like, he can blow up a planet with that sonic
sound. Namor survived. Let's say Namor survived, Hulk survived.
And that's it?
That I can think of. But...
How did Namor survive? He went in the water?
Mm-mm. Now, he got fucked up.
Okay.
He was half dead.
Okay.
Because of what... Basically, and real quick, short and sweet, it's basically what happened when Namor was... It happened because of the AVX storyline, because of what Namor fuck nigga ass did to Wakanda.
Right. Oh, okay. So and Black Bolt did revenge against that?
He helped out Black Panther.
Okay.
Because Black Panther is fucking Black Panther.
Right.
And so, you know, of course, Black Panther told Namor, it's like, I'm going to get you back. You ain't going to know when it's going to happen, but I'm going to get your ass back. And he did, on a helicarrier. Ninja style. He could not hear him. Stabbed him in the chest from behind with a knife that's supposed to kill kings. that's specifically made to kill a king.
Because he's a king.
And he got weak in the fuck, and then Black Bolt's right behind him. He's like, Black Bolt, hand him my lightweight. He's like, got you. Ha! Shot him off a helicarrier like 30,000 feet up in the air and landed in a fucking ravine, fucked up. And at that point, that's when he decided to side with Thanos on the Cabal. And that's a whole other situation. But basically, because, and then basically Namor, basically he just got pissed because Black Panther got the drop on him.
Mm.
Because he was like, yeah, nigga, I'm going to get you back. And he was like, no, you're not. I did.
Right.
Well, I did. And then not only that, but his sister ended up fucking up Atlantis because of what happened. So, yeah. So, it was kind of, yeah. So basically Namor and Black Panther got, low-key got beef.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I'm, but
this Inhumans looks pretty dope.
Yeah, I'm with the Inhuman shit, dog. Like, I've been waiting to see, and then you're gonna have Medusa, they're gonna have Crystal,
yeah.
Carnage, they're gonna have Lockjaw. I'm like, okay, I'm with this.
They're gonna have that. I'm saying they're doing the CGI for Lockjaw. That's kind of dope.
Dude, it's cause, dude, you gonna have to, cause Lockjaw is big as fuck.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying that they really doing, you know, really doing it.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
fuck yeah, I mean, I'm with it, man, cause Lockjaw can eat anything, dog.
Yeah, no, that's
so that's what I'm like, yeah, I'm with that, dog. I'm curious to see how that's gonna work.
All right, next up, Michael K. Williams added to Han Solo cast. They don't know what he's going to play. Like to see their brother getting some work.
Fuck
man.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Shout out to Michael K. Williams because I fuck with you because of Omar from The Wire, Chalky Jeez. White from fucking Boardwalk Empire,
yep.
And Black Mark, and the Black Mark is Sean Viceland. That's my shit.
See, I need to watch Black Mark. I've seen the whole bunch of episodes of it.
Dude, it's good.
I know it's supposed to be real good.
Like, it's kind of like one episode was kind of fucked up and sad. It's because of how it ended, and that it wasn't Michael K. Williams' fault. It's just what happened because of the situation. Like he was in Chicago, as a matter of fact. So shout out to all my Chicago niggas because from Chicago,
yeah,
versus
yeah,
yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know, so apparently Michael K. Williams was doing an interview with a gang member. Gang member, not 10 minutes before the fucking interview happened, just got in a shootout. He interviewed dude. Well, of course, they don't have a face cover, also his voice, so they can't identify him. But after the interview, like, off camera, I guess dude told him, like, hey, man, please. Like, he was pleading with him, please, take me with you. Like, take me with you, man. And, you know, Michael, he kind of didn't know what to do with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like who wouldn't know what to do
with it? Right, but then later on that day,
he got killed.
Got killed. I tell you, love by the sword, die by the sword, man. So, it fucked Michael K. Williams. Like, he was like, like he said, literally not even a few hours after I talked to him, he got shot and killed. I was like, damn.
Oh.
I was like, so yeah, so that's what I'm like. So now Black Market is an excellent fucking show, dude. Like, if you can catch it, it's an excellent show. But yeah, I'm shout out to Mike K. Williams, man. Like, that's the OG, man. Like, I'm glad he getting work, like you said, for real, for real.
Yeah, he's a good-ass actor, man.
Damn good actor.
Next
I'm glad.
Up, Infinity War supposedly has a $1 billion budget.
Well, at this point, Marvel can afford it.
Yeah, I mean, they probably gonna make $2 billion or $3 billion on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, my thing is, that's gonna be.
I'm just saying, like how much are they gonna be able to put in a 2.5-hour movie, though? They're supposed to have, like, what? Remember, we did a story, it was with, what, 60, 70 some characters?
You gonna have to.
Some of them are just gonna be dying just in a like an explosion or something, right?
You don't have to, because, like, shit, half the damn universe get wiped out because Thanos wanted to impress Lady Death.
Yeah.
Just with snapping his fingers, like, yep, I just killed half of everyone. He was like, eh, no, I'm good. You know, which basically literally is what happened.
So do you think this story is going to be just him assembling the Infinity Gem, and then we have another movie with that? Because,
Because it's like...
It's going to be long enough. This should be the whole process of
it
just assembling
it. It should be two movies, me personally.
Yeah, and maybe they just changed the name of it to something else, like the defense of the Infinity Gauntlet or something. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Or just call it the Infinity, because it's Infinity War, right?
Yeah.
And then they might call it the second one Infinity Gauntlet. We never
yeah.
know. Which, that'd be smart. But, yeah, you have...
over the Infinity the Gauntlet to stop him from doing it, but... And that movie probably end up on a sad note, because he probably could put it together.
Basically, if you're trying to cram a whole bunch in the movie, you're going to have the exact same situation where niggas had complained with Batman vs. Superman. So...
They ain't stupid, though.
Hopefully they wouldn't be that dumb. Hopefully they wouldn't be dumb, but you know what I'm saying? But, excuse me.
Sorry, last up in our news section, Brother Voodoo may be in the next Doctor Strange movie.
Shit, but I mean, Doctor Strange is going to have to stop being Sorcerer Supreme for a second then.
Yeah, because Doctor Voodoo's brother is the one that was in the New York one that got killed.
Yep, so because it's, you got Brother Voodoo and he has his brother because him and his brother basically work together to become Sorcerer Supreme for the most part.
Yeah.
So, I'm with it because I fucked with Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange was good, so.
Yeah. I just don't want him to look like the stereotypical Dr. Voodoo, though. I don't want to look like a...
You know, it would be dope. have him look like Papa Midnight, like a similar like Papa Midnight, like how Digimon Hansu looked in Constantine.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's a good way. I like that. I just don't want him being like barefoot, look like Dalsum or some shit out there, you know.
Nah, I mean, it's...
Because that's how they got him in the comics.
So, certain things, certain translations, like costumes and shit, they don't translate. It's kind of like with Hawkeye. Like, with Hawkeye, he ain't going to have, like, the blue and purple shit there.
Yeah.
No, they got him look like the Ultimate version, which is how it's supposed to look, which makes more sense. But, no, nah, I mean, I would be happy if they did, like, a Papa Midnight-ish kind of look with him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, no,
that
would like work. Too.
You know what I'm saying? That would be dope.
All right, let's go into some movies we've seen, man. So, I saw Logan, everybody.
He saw it before I got a chance. See, I actually got a legit reason. That nigga been busy, but this nigga got a chance to watch it before I did. Tell him your thoughts, man. Come on, dog. Nah, go ahead. Eat crow, my nigga. Come on.
I tried to not see the movie, folks. I know there's a lot of other listeners that were dependent on me not to see it. And stay, you know, strong.
Failed y'all.
I failed y'all. I did. I did. I definitely failed y'all. Before I went, family, I made sure sticky papers didn't have anything to do with it. He didn't cater it. He didn't hold a boom mic. He didn't take out the trash. He didn't do anything on this movie. So first things first, that was my first thing. Mm. So Teddy makes me go. Shout out to Ted. And it was good, man. It was a damn good movie, man. It was a damn good movie. It was a great way to send out Wolverine. And fucking X-23 was dope as hell.
I can imagine. I knew it had to. I knew it had to be dope. I was like, come on. I was like, it's just really dumb two in them. Like, the only two people that matter in the whole fucking franchise. I'm like, come on. Wolverine and
People are mad about that they didn't have no more mutants in it. I was like, no, sometimes that's what fucks up the movies when there's too many goddamn mutants in it.
And you got
that's why, but I think the Wolverine was good like that until they fucked it up at the end where the fucking Twist of Silver and Samurai is what fucked it all up.
Right, you killed the actual dude who was supposed to be him, you got this fucking old man. I was like, okay, Harada, that's Silver Samurai. Okay.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Because the dude that was supposed to be Silver Samurai got killed.
Yeah, he was a ninja dude. That's Silver Samurai.
He was a good guy. It didn't make no sense, man, at that point. I was like, fuck this movie. But Logan was good, man. I'm not going to front. Logan was good.
I heard nothing but great things
about
good,
it,
man.
It's a good movie. It's a damn good movie, man.
So would you say this is Wolverine, like we say Wolverine's version Dark Knight Returns? Or would you say, or Dark Knight, or his Dark Knight?
Yeah, I could say that. I could see that. I could see that.
Because I already know, and everyone keep telling me the same fucking comparison, which I already know because I got the fucking game at home. Which is The Last of Us. I already knew that was going to be The Last of Us Wolverine. I already knew
this. You seen it already?
What?
You saw it already?
No, it's not
you
shit.
Still haven't seen it? Okay.
That's what I said. I'm probably going to watch it over the weekend.
X-23 was dope, man. It was dope, man. It was a dope movie. I came front, man.
That's dope.
It was good. I came front on it. It was a great way to Hugh Jackman to go out.
Yeah, because that was Patrick Stewart's last movie too, wasn't it?
No, he's got like a couple more on his contract.
Really? I thought that was his last movie too.
No, they got him for some flashback shit for like other stuff, randoms. Not starring. He got him from other, kind of like a Nick Fury type thing.
Okay, but that's his last movie. He probably won't be starring in.
Yeah,
gotcha.
As of right now.
Gotcha.
Unless they bring him into that new Nebula, whatever the fuck they call that new X-Men movie that is going to be horrible.
Like Supernova or something?
Supernova, there you go. Yeah. I knew it was going to be some fucked up or... So, did you see Get Out?
Watching over the weekend.
Me and Teddy are doing a spoiler episode this weekend, folks. So
please. It might probably be out
before this come out. So, if you have it, that'll be on the Lando Cal feed before this come out, probably, more than likely.
Most definitely.
Did you see King Kong?
I haven't even seen
King Kong. I have not seen it. It's supposed to be good, man.
Really?
Everybody's been saying this fucking shit is good. I like, Teddy was like,
compared
man.
Compared to Godzilla?
I hated Godzilla.
Because Godzilla, like, I got bored the first fucking hour in.
I fell asleep the first 45 minutes. Bet that. Look, I started Godzilla. I woke up, Bryan Cranston was dying. Like that.
My wife! I'm like, nigga!
Dude, that's what Teddy always talk shit about me, saying that I didn't really see the movie. I was like, oh no, I woke up when it was getting good. I fell asleep for like 30, 45 minutes in that bitch. Bryan Cranston was dying when I woke up. I felt it the first 5 minutes. Bryan Cranston was dying.
Screaming my wife.
Yep. And I was like, hold on, man. Y'all tricked us. I thought he was the star. I didn't think the fucking dude from
Quicksilver
was the fucking stardust.
Right. They like Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch then fucked around, had incest, and had a kid and shit.
Well, you was the one that was telling me his wife is like our parents' age or some shit?
Yeah, no, his wife is Scarlet Witch, the youngest Olsen. Mary Kay Ashley Olsen's little sister.
No, he's married to like somebody as old as hell though.
You talking about Aaron Taylor Johnson is?
That's not the dude from Godzilla then? The young dude from Godzilla.
Yeah, that's Godzilla.
Right, he's married to somebody super old, right?
Yeah, I think so. Like, he definitely around my age.
Yeah, and he's married to like somebody in their 50s.
Yeah, I forgot who the fuck he was.
Yeah, I forgot it was. But so who is? So the Scarlet Witch is Mary Kate Ashley's little sister.
Mm-hmm.
Get the fuck out of here! I didn't know that.
Elizabeth Olsen, yes sir.
Damn, I didn't know that shit. Mm-hmm. Damn, it makes sense. She does look like them. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She need to get her sisters.
Oh, yeah. Oh, damn.
I told you. Because how old is she?
Because he is... Oh, he younger than me. He 26. Oh, he literally got someone almost twice his age.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, I'm like that woman is our parents' age.
Oh, dude, she 50. She a smooth 50, dog.
Yeah. And he been with her for a minute, too.
He got 4 kids.
With her?
Shit, hold on. Let me look.
Hold on. Don't tell me he didn't did... some Oedipus complex shit.
No. He got two with her and he got two stepdaughters.
Right, yeah. You built in them motherfuckers your age. Y'all go in the club together.
They said they met, Sam Taylor Wood. Apparently, I guess on the movie Nowhere, they met on the movie Nowhere Boy.
Oh, wow.
He was 18, she was 42.
Oh, wow.
She robbed the cradle like a motherfucking man, but shout out to you, bro. I mean, you got
that's the first person he had sex with. That's what it was.
Probably, man. She threw it back on him. Yeah.
Doing nothing better. He didn't test nothing out. He was 18. He didn't test nothing else out. All right, next up, Anime Corner, man. You got anything for us in Anime Corner?
Right now, I still been watching Monster. That's been on my radar. God, that's a great-ass fucking show. Netflix, I need y'all to put that on y'all damn, what's the name, man, for real, because I need people to watch this shit. Like, I'm sorry, like, Monster is just my fucking jump off. I love it. Dog, because it's so good. The writing is so good, man. It's so, like, when you watch it, you're just going to be engulfed in it. So, like, wow.
Like, okay. I'm going to check it out.
Like, it's really good, man. Like, what? Oh, I have been checking out. I'm going to have to just pull one off the top of my head that I watched real quick. I'm going to go ahead and pull out an old one. Quick, that I've been fucking with. What's a really good old one? I know I watched the completion. Damn, I watched so much of them. I'm going to say, watch Gurren Lagann.
Okay.
So, I think I mentioned it a little bit before.
Yeah.
I think I mentioned it, but I'm going to mention it again. Gurren Lagann, if you like a good make anime, it's real good.
Okay.
Gurren Lagann is real good. Really, really good show. It's a time jump type thing. Like, the main character start with a little boy, jumps 10 years when he's a grown man. Pretty dope. Trying to think. Fate Zero. That's one. Okay. That's what I'm talking about.
Fate Zero.
This is on Netflix. Fate Zero is definitely on Netflix.
Okay.
Fate Zero is part of a whole big fucking series called the Fate series. Basically, it's about every so often, every few years, there's a war called a Holy Grail War that happens like with like a lot of mages and magicians and shit like that. 7 people get picked. Usually from a like actual lineage, usually on some shit, kind of like on some Harry Potter type shit, kind of like on some lineage shit. Basically, these people get servants, spirits, or heroic spirits that's based off of different famous people in history, like history or possible history, kind of like one of the main character, like the main character in like all of them happens to be King Arthur.
Okay.
But King Arthur is a flip, though. But you find out about the flip later on, though.
Okay.
So it's like, okay. So, and then you got some people, like, you see one that's Bluebeard, like Bluebeard the serial killer. One that's Medusa. Alexander the Great. It's all types of cool little stuff, man. But it's kind of like, it's an action anime, man. But it's a lot of crazy stuff that happens. It's a couple moments in there. It's going to make you cringe because it's like... Wow, I'm surprised they did show that. Like, they do show a kid getting, like, destroyed. I mean, not just killed. I'm talking, they don't show what happens to him, but you hear it.
Oh, wow. So you hear it off screen.
Oh, it's like, basically, kind of like, you just see, like, a bunch of tentacles grab this little boy and just... This you head. Just hear just mutilation and him screaming as fuck. Like, he was like, and that's one of the moments I was like,
This is getting a little bit too real.
No, I need to pause. I'm going to have to pause for a second. Because like, you didn't think shit get like that real. But that's a good show, man. It's basically like Last Man Standing type shit. Basically, last person that fight, the last mage and the last hero spirit, the last, basically, it's access to the Holy Grail. It's not the same Holy Grail from like Jesus. It's not that Holy Grail. It's a different, like a wish granting device. Like, basically, you can literally wish for anything. Like, whoever you can wish for whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
The way it works, though, but it's a lot of little nuance and shit like that. I can't get too far into unless I spoil certain shit. But it's a good show, man. Like, it's a really good show. It's just one of them shows you're going to have to just sit down and kind of take in. But you're like, oh, all the characters are likable and stuff. Except for one mage and one spirit, because they are the true evil motherfuckers.
Okay.
like so evil that everyone stopped fighting to take him out. Like, that's how fucked up it was.
Damn.
And it happened to be Bluebeard.
Okay.
It happened to be Bluebeard. So, yeah, it's
and actually... What is that show again?
Fate Zero.
Fate Zero.
And it got another one. It's a cold continuation. That's another series of follow-up called Fate Stay Night. Like I said, it's a whole series of the shit. Like, okay. It's a whole bunch of different ones. But, like, if you ever want to get, like, into it, like, something that's like, really, really good, highly rated, and something you want to start with, like, the very beginning, Phase Zero is always going to be your first best start.
Okay.
All right. So, I fucked Phase Zero.
We ain't got no conspiracy of the week. Teddy didn't send it to me. He was supposed to. So, Battle of the Week. What was our responses from the last Battle of the Week?
What was that again? So, I did Sentry/Void versus Superboy Prime. I got my responses, and this is the consensus, and this is why I got to say on the two. Mm-hmm. And I do agree with it. Overall, over time, Sentry would win.
Okay.
Solo because Sentry is a force of nature at this point. Like, he's literally the angel of death of Marvel.
Right.
Like, he's death's emissary, you know what I'm saying?
He's the one to bring it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a threat. He's like a universal threat. Like, Sentry at this point really is.
Okay.
So, now, not to say Superboy Prime can't win, because he will destroy the shit out of Sentry every single time.
Superboy Prime is real.
Oh, Superboy Prime will fucking destroy Sentry. Like the thing about it, Sentry can reality warp, but Superboy can shatter. Superboy Prime has been known as shatter. He retconned universes, yo. He retconned whole universes by punching reality. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, and like I said, he's a Superman he's basically Silver Age Superman with no weakness.
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Outside of his mental state. You know what I'm saying? His mental state is fucked up, and that's his main weakness. Basically, the wins to be Superboy Prime, you're going to have to trick him.
Okay.
So that's basically. But I would say Sentry will win over time because Sentry can always resurrect himself.
Okay.
So that's pretty much, he can resurrect himself every single time. So that's probably why he would win over time, is because he can resurrect Superboy Prime can't.
Okay. Next up, next week, we switching it up, right?
Yes, we are. So we're doing something a little bit different.
Y'all gonna like this.
Comics. It's gonna be movie. It's gonna be a movie one. And so shout out to my people over at Black Guy with His Rod and Karen for coming up with the beautiful term Possible White Man. So we're gonna do a Possible White Man death battle. So we're gonna do John Wick, because this movie just came out. Please go see number two if you haven't already. It's the shit. I love number two.
Still haven't seen it.
God, you gotta watch
this. I know.
John Wick 2. John Wick from John Wick 1 and 2 versus John McClane from Die Hard. The Die Hard series.
I'm gonna reserve mine for next week. But look, all I'm gonna say is yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
So I gotta see our responses, man. Like, because you gotta remember, John Wick over, I was telling Daryl this off everybody before we started, like, John Wick has killed over 212 people between mm-hmm. two movies. Mm-hmm. John McClane has nowhere near that body count, but this nigga saved the world.
Multiple times.
Yeah. Against niggas that...
Barefoot, too.
without being a victim of circumstance.
Yeah, every time.
Every time.
I'm just trying to get off today.
I'm just trying to go to my wife's Christmas party. I'm just trying to fly back home. I'm just trying to take my day off from work. I'm just trying to see my daughter. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to find out where the fuck my son is. That's literally every Die Hard movie. I'm just trying to find out what's going on. I just happen to get pulled in this. John Wick, I'm just trying to get left the fuck alone before I fuck everyone up again.
Yeah.
And he does. So, John Wick versus John McClane, that's the new, Battle of the Week. Please, please, please.
Yeah. Before we even get into the sleeve it or leave it, make sure you email us, landocalpod@gmail.com. You can go to the Lando Cal Experience Facebook page. James is going to have that up on there. I'm sure this is going to get a lot of people talking about this one. So, and Lando Cal Pod on Instagram as well, Lando Cal Pod on Twitter. We're going to really blow this one up because this one was going to be I'm interested to see what people say about
this. Because I came up with this over the weekend. And I was like, oh, I gotta talk about this stuff. Like, yeah, John Wick, John McClane.
We gotta have two black people next.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
I got an idea too. It's gonna piss people off though.
I can guess one of them. If you talk about straight like experience, I can guess one of them.
Yeah, it's gonna piss people off, but it's gonna be good.
I can't wait.
All right, last up, we got Sleeve It or Leave It.
Sleeve It or Leave It.
All right, here we go. First up is The Get Down Part 2.
Sleeve It.
I like it.
Yeah, I fuck with it. I fuck with the first one, man.
Yeah. You know, it's the most expensive show on Netflix history.
Really?
That's because you got to think about it. Everything's fucking damn looks authentic, like you're in fucking 1978.
True, you're right, true.
From the dress, the cars, the way the buildings look. So, yeah, they spent a lot of money on it, but it's damn good.
Okay.
It's damn good. I like it.
Okay, I'm fucking with the Get Down. So I'll give it that. That's a definite sleep.
Yeah, I'm sleeping for me too. Wonder Woman. All right, y'all.
Sleeve, man. After I watch this,
this new trailer, I might be back home. I'm outside. Look. Now, I'm not in the club yet, but I'm going to drive by and see if anybody out there. You know y'all go by the club and see people in line or something? That's me right now. Like, I'm going by.
So it's an aura for right now.
Yeah, it's an aura for right now. Just because I was like, you know what? I heard it might be popping. So I'm going to go by. I'm going to drive by. See what's cracking. If I don't see no nice looking women in there, I'm not gonna come in. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna leave a little bit more on the table. I'm not going the first 2 days.
Not the first 2 days.
And I can't trust you and Jules either.
What you mean don't trust me?
I can't trust you.
Hey, look, I'm unbiased, man. Nine times.
Well, no, you know what? You
I'm
know,
unbiased.
I can trust you a little bit more than Jules. I can trust you a little bit more.
I'm unbiased.
I definitely ain't trusting Blake Symphony. Like,
shout out to my boy Blake, man.
Shout out to my boy Blake, man. You know I fuck with him. He know he's like a DC Trump Republican. Them motherfuckers can roll out motherfucking dipping shit. He'd be like, but it's a part of the whole universe. You got to get deep into it. You got to feel it. Just because Marvel don't want to go deep into the crux of it. He almost sound like, I imagine him talking about DC like the dude on In Living Color, the dude in jail that says all the big words and stuff. Like, if you get into the crux of it, indubitably you will see that we are all combined through flatulation, the inspiration for all your mind. And brother, if you ain't on there, you ain't into it.
I'm through over here, dog.
That's how he sounds, man. Or he sounds like a Trump Republican saying, like, you know, make comics great again, DC.
These are the thoughts of Daryl Fry. Like, you my nigga, these are the thoughts of Daryl Fry. I'm letting you know that right now.
I ain't did no slander this whole show, man. This has been a pretty good show. No slander. I had to slander somebody.
Jesus, dog.
I ain't even slander Sticky Papers that much. As long as I don't see him on no credits for none in general, period. He's only done two good movies.
I'm telling you, man, he probably fucked around, switched his name, probably went on a different, like stage name or pen name or some
shout
shit.
Shout out to one of my listeners, Tex Two Tone. He tagged Sticky Papers in the my last rant show. So I don't. He probably get tagged so much shit though. So I don't even know. You know.
I love that.
Shout out to T-Tex and everything.
Shout out to you, pimp.
Because he retweeted and put Brian's @BrianSinger on Twitter. I was like, oh snap!
Oh my god.
He don't even know who Sticky Papers is though. Like that's a whole. He probably is like, I don't even know. You know.
Oh,
maybe should have sent the first episode where I called him Sticky Papers, where because I said Brian Singer is Sticky Papers, where I was the name of the show.
Oh god.
But next up is Sandcastle, show from Netflix. What do you think? It's basically your basic army movie. It's okay. I'm an orc. Now this is one I'm looking forward to. Bright with Will Smith.
I'm gonna sleeve that one.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah. So Will Smith. Okay.
Like Will Smith with a dwarf. Like with a dwarf is his partner. I'm on it. I'm ready to see it.
With a motherfucking sword.
Yeah. So. Next up, American Gods. I'm interested in this too, though.
Oh, yeah, man. That's a sleeve, man.
This is supposed to be a good book. I've never read. Did you read the books?
A little bit of, yeah.
Yeah, this is supposed to be pretty gangster.
Yeah, it's just different. It's just different guys from different
forms. They have different forms of, like it's a TV guide and shit like that, right? Like,
yeah, it's different, like, guys over, like, different things. Like, either it's you pulling from, like, religion, mythology, random stuff, you know what I'm saying?
And they try to get, don't they get their energy from people believing in them or something like that? And so they had to, like, up their game or something, right?
Basically, it's all about your belief. It's all about the belief. So if it's kind of like the Freddy Krueger kind of thing. Like, if no one believes in you, you barely got any power. If no one know or believing, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so they need to up their power. So that's what they start doing. Yeah,
they need to get war stripped again.
Okay.
And that's on
Stars, I believe, right?
Yeah, and that's going to be good because, low key.
Stars is better than HBO right now for TV shows.
You know what? I'm going to have to ride on
and
that.
And I fuck with HBO. HBO only got Game of Thrones and Ballers to me. And Veep is good too. Veep is good too. But other than that, listen to
you talking about like it's currently going on.
Yeah,
right?
Currently. I'm talking about their current programming.
You know, I'm gonna have to check out Young Pope because I bet Young Pope is dope.
I heard it's not good. People
really?
Dude, it's got horrible reviews, man.
No.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, it got horrible reviews.
God, oh, Westworld, nigga. What the fuck? Oh, wait a Westworld, minute. Nigga, Westworld, hold on. Westworld. Yeah. You tripping. Have you finished that?
Nah, man.
Nigga, you got me.
I'm still on episode 2. Actually, I need to start all over because I forgot the stuff that did.
Nigga, you got a man. Like,
yeah, I bailed out after episode 2, I believe.
Nigga, no. You can't. No.
Okay,
I'm gonna
get back in
the Westworld. It's so, man. Dude, it's so much that goes down in Westworld. You like, ooh. Like,
I'm gonna get back. I need to put that on my list, man.
Westworld is. Yeah, it's going to take over Game of Thrones. I know that for a fact.
You think so?
After Game of Thrones get off, fuck yeah.
Oh, shit. I thought you were talking about, like, this going to be better than Game of Thrones.
No, it's going to take over Game of Thrones when Game of Thrones go off. I can already see that happening.
Okay. Okay.
So.
All right. Next up is Life, science fiction film starring Jake Gyllenhaal. Is it Bradley Cooper?
Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, Bradley Cooper and an arbitrary black dude that gets his arm ripped off, we find out. I don't know, man.
It's an arbitrary black dude.
Yeah, we don't know who he is. Do you know who he is?
It's an arbitrary black dude gets his arm ripped off.
All I thought of Yaphet Kotto and Alien. That's all I thought. Like, they gonna do this to this motherfucker. This dude gonna die. They gonna show us in the trailer he ain't shit, huh? But then they show another scene and they show him not having an arm. I was like, y'all fucking pull a shit. The black man gonna walk around here with no arm. That mean he ain't gonna live. How he gonna survive with no arm?
But crazy, what if he do live? What if he be the one to live with just one arm? Everyone
you know
else?
I know what? You know what's gonna happen? It's gonna be his army can't jack off with. So he gonna be useless already.
He said army jack off with. Wait a minute. This nigga stupid. Wait a minute.
His army jack off with gonna be gone. So he kinda in a bad position. He gotta figure out how to jerk off with the other hand.
Jesus. Oh my God.
I don't know. I'm over on this one. I don't know, man.
I'm gonna give it. Me too. I'm gonna give it a one. Low key.
Now.
God,
I reserve and went through these fast for this last trailer because we need to at least give 5 to 6 minutes on this last trailer. Fate of the Furious new trailer came out.
Oh.
Did you see the fucking shit they do? Fucking The Rock pushes a torpedo.
America.
No, dude.
No, America,
the motherfucker
nigga.
Gets out on...
America, nigga. That's all. That's the answer to all your questions.
He gets
America.
Out and pushes a torpedo out the way. Like, the torpedo is next to their car. And he opens the door and pushes the other way for you to go towards some other people. A torpedo.
Freedom prevails, man.
A torpedo, people. Dude, they are jumping cars out. Dude, there's the Charlize Theron role has a remote control that can control cars. And cars just start driving, chasing them and stuff. And, like, crashing into people and stuff. I'm like, y'all just don't give a fuck. Y'all gotta go to space next.
America, dog.
No. I'm loving it.
America,
I'm loving
man.
It. I am there. You ain't got to. Y'all ain't got to come out no more trailers.
No, it's not even America. America, nigga.
America.
This is everything America, dog.
Dude. I think The Rock may have punched the missile in here, like a regular RPG or something.
Yeah, I'm super sleeping that, dog.
Look, I'm not sure. I may be lying to y'all listeners, but I just feel like in part of that clip, he was punching an RPG.
Shit, I don't, didn't a Punisher fucking,
We shot somebody like, and do a parkour.
Then kicked the missile and fucking died. I'm like, blew up. I'm like.
That's realistic, though.
nigga, but punching RPG.
No, I didn't say that was. I have given up all realism in all these movies.
You have to just have fun with these, man.
So when did they say fuck it? When did our Fast and the Furious say fuck it?
After number 5?
No, I say after 4.
No, because number
5 is the one with the fucking the safe, and they got the thing on going through the streets of Rio.
But that's what I'm saying. After five, because that was something like, okay, that's new, that's dope though. But after 5, they really just said because it got that's when it got, that's when it started vamping. Because number 5 is when it started getting consistently good.
Yeah,
because
4 was good. 4 was good, good though.
Right? But as far as like consistency, yeah, five start of 5 to now, it's been hit.
Dude, so, I'm like, yo, that, like, y'all got a safe going down the street,
and that motherfucker, it was like a giant. It was basically a giant wrecking ball that was using,
and he was using it like clipping off person, no sliding and doing. I'm like, Fast and Furious. They're probably going on as the best franchise of all time.
Yeah, it's probably
financially it is.
Financially, yeah. Financially, I have to put it
even
up
more than like fucking Bond and stuff too. Probably.
Yeah, Bond's got
some misses, man. A lot of misses in that James Bond catalog.
Yeah, it's like 24, 25 of them joints too.
And I say only half of them good. Mm-mm. And most of them got.
I love James Bond movies.
And the only ones that are good for real is really Sean Connery. I mean, what?
Sean Connery and the Pierce Brosnan joints.
Pierce Brosnan was good in one. GoldenEye was good. Never Die for Tomorrow was okay. What's the Halle Berry one?
Die Another Day.
That's okay.
Yeah, Die Another Day is when they start jumping the shark on shit, man.
Yeah, and Casino Royale was cool.
Spectre was cool.
But all those Roger Moore.
Roger Moore, George Lazenby, and Tim Dalton.
Yeah, Roger Moore. Yeah, you know, he did Live and Let Die.
Hey, For Your Eyes Only is my shit, dog.
Yeah, see, I don't even think I've seen it. I may have seen half of the Bond movies. But Sean Connery killed it, though.
I think I love For Your Eyes Only because the soundtrack is fucking everything, dog.
Is that with Madonna on there?
I think that's the one with Madonna. That's the one where
she won an Oscar for that, I believe.
I think that's
I know she won an Oscar for Best Song.
That's the soundtrack with the dude who did the Rocky soundtrack. I think
Okay.
It's him. He not only do the Rocky soundtrack, it's the Academy. He do the orchestra music for the Academy. So nigga, he the one that play niggas off. And okay. They go too long. That's him.
Okay.
So I was like, and I love, man, look. But now I agree with you, man. Like
Fast and Furious,
man.
Ridiculous.
Dude, it's, I think that's the whole point. I think
he pushes a torpedo. He's just sliding on the ice and he opens the door. He's still, somebody else is driving. He just opens the door and just nudges it. Like, it wasn't even like, right. No. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Just like that.
Just
nudged it. Just a torpedo that came out of a fucking submarine and comes out of the goddamn ice. Let's not talk about that part. And then she's shooting missiles off the top of it. It's just, they just said, fuck it. Shout out to America. Gary F. Gray, man. He directed this one.
America.
If y'all don't get Gary F. Gray to direct something, what could he direct next?
John Wick 3.
Yo.
John Wick kills everybody. John Wick blows up the earth.
Yo. John Wick's got to die in the last one, though.
Nah, nigga, he don't need to die.
He got to die.
No, he shouldn't.
He's got to die, man.
Nah, he can get, now it can be up in the air, like on some Inception type shit. He don't need to die, though.
I'm trying to think, what could Gary F. Gray direct, man? That'd be crazy.
Matrix.
There you go.
there you go. Get my man to do Matrix, man.
There you go. That's a good one.
They have Michael B. Jordan on there. Because like I said, and people don't know who F. Gary Gray is, a.k.a. the dude who made Friday.
Mm-hmm. He also did Straight Outta Compton.
Straight Outta Compton.
The Italian Job. I'm missing something.
He did quite a few movies,
yeah, he did
man.
quite a few. The Negotiator.
That's right. He did do The Negotiator.
So he's got he's a damn good director, period.
Oh, yeah, damn.
Man.
Damn good director,
man.
Shout out to him,
and
man.
And diverse, too. You got to look at his whole catalog. He's diverse.
Oh, yeah, so shout out to you for making the movie. Hey, shout out to you regardless. So,
yeah.
I'm not knocking the movie. I'm just saying.
I never knock it.
I just know this is the most American thing you are going to watch.
Oh, and I'll be there first day. I'm going to be
there. You're going to be there at the 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I want to see the motherfucking missile get pushed. And how this is. Yes, exactly. That's going to be the name of the show. He pushed the missile?
That's the next. He pushed the missile.
Yep. The Rock pushed the missile. We can't wrap it up, James. Everybody know to get you up at, man.
Twitter and Instagram at JBJROfficial, SoundCloud.com/JBJRFormerBeats. Make sure you also, all you artists, producers, and everything else, man, make sure you support the homie Master Wiki, man, who owns the studio that we are recording in, man, at 3739 South Jefferson Avenue, Suburban Pro Studios. Go to St. Louis, Saint spelled out. St. Louis Recorded Studios.com to go ahead and get all your recording needs done. They'll have everything necessary on there. Good dude, man. Good people, man. Fuck with them. They're good people. And also make sure to check out our other podcasts. We do
Fruit of Boom.
Fruit of Boom. We'll probably have episode 7 coming out sometime very soon. And also support my homies, man.
Yeah,
my big bros.
Low cash, man. Make sure low cash, man. So yeah, we appreciate all the love, man. People have been showing us a lot of love, and we've been building, and we're gonna be doing some more shit in the future, y'all. So y'all stay tuned. And
oh, give your information out.
Oh yeah, man. Hit me up, Dig Game. I never get my information out. Dig Game on Twitter, Dig Game ISU on Instagram, Daryl Frierson on Facebook. Make sure you join Orlando Cal Facebook page, Stroud Lowcast Facebook page, all that different stuff. You find one of us, you can find how to get to all our different stuff. So.
Oh, and if any of y'all play PlayStation 4, I'm on it sometimes. Now I watch Netflix a lot of time on it.
Yeah.
But if y'all ever want to add me on PS4, PSN, it's I'm gonna spell it out. It's JBJR. So JBJR like James Bishop Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Capitalized. Then of OFHMD, which is my crew name, my music collective name. So JBJR of HMD. And there you go.
All right, yeah, I'm on there, but barely. But I'm Dig Game ISU. If you want to just, you know, fuck most around.
Yeah, fuck around, man. Like, you'll catch me on there from time to time, man. But holler at me if you see me on there. Just tell me you fuck with the show, man.
Yeah, what you playing? Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, and we'll highlight y'all next week. Peace.
Peace.